the following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports. You're listening to coverage of area high school sports on 100.7 FM, KMLO. You can also listen to and watch this game at drgnews.com. Now, here's Spencer Gosch.
Hey, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Gettysburg, South Dakota. Spencer Gosch alongside Daniel back at the studio, helping us out with the board engineer here tonight. I want to thank you for joining us as we've got the Timberlake Lady Panthers at 8-7 coming into town tonight to take on the Butter County Lady Battlers at 7-8. Good basketball once again in store for you here on the DRG Media Group Sports Network. We want to make sure we thank our sponsors here today. It's the Family Dental of Pier and Gettysburg pregame show. Jensen, Rock and Sand brings you the broadcast booth. The keys to success, CHS River Plains, your starting lineup. Dimmel, County Collision. Games officials brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, and the tip-off. MDU in the community to serve. Your timeouts brought to you by Integra, your halftime show, Fresh Start Market, and the Premier Equipment post-game show following the action. During the post-game show, you'll hear the player of the game brought to you by Venture Communications. And all night long, your sports scoreboard is brought to you by Real Tough Farm Products of Mobridge. If you want to watch this game live, www.drgnews.com. Put a forward slash in there, KMLO, scroll down. That's where I'll be. And again, those sponsors brought to you by CHS River Plains, Camby's Pass, and the video scoreboard online brought to you by Mobridge Regional Hospital and Clinics. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety celebrates being a part of the team. It reminds you that snow means slow. And we also want to make sure we thank these local sports boosters for bringing you the games all year long. Schlachter Lumber, Gas and Goody Stand C-Store, Hovind Equity, Great Western Bank, Brown Agronomy, Hovind Co-op, Prairie Stop, CMB Operations, John Deere, Plains Commerce Bank, Wheelhouse Plumbing, Heating and Cooling, Gettysburg Collision, and CK Cattle and Wagger Cattle Company. Again, those sports boosters, do me a big, big favor. Head down. Say hi to those folks, or the next time you see them, say hi and say thank you for bringing us the games all season long. We greatly appreciate it. Again, we got a good one. 8-7, take it on 7-8 here in Gettysburg. Let's come back in 2 minutes. We'll talk more from your Family Dental Peer and Clinic pregame show on your sports leader, the DRG Media Group Sports Network.
The team at Family Dental of Pier and Gettysburg are devoted to spending time with each patient to answer all questions and address any concerns that arise. Family Dental wants all of their current and future patients to feel welcome and comfortable, and to have the healthiest and best-looking smile possible. They can take care of all of your family's dental needs with cleanings, checkups, implants, same-day crowns, and many other dental services. Dr. Ryan Jensen welcomes new patients, too. Family Dental of Pier and Gettysburg, caring for all of your family's dental needs.
At Jensen Rock and Sand of Mobridge, we work hard together as a team to make sure all your needs are met when it comes to your residential commercial construction.
Whether it's a simple pail of rock or an entire basement, our staff will make sure you get what you need and back it up with the service that we've based our business on.
We want to take this time to wish the Mobridge Pollock athletes the best in the game and the season. Good luck from all of us at Jensen Rock and Sand of Mobridge.
Call 845-7213 today at Jensen Rock and Sand.
Planning for next year is right around the corner, but do you know how much nutrients your crops will need? Fall soil sampling with CHS River Plains can help you look at each field's nutrient carryover, provide you with a more accurate farm plan, and allow you to take a position on those nutrients needed when you see fit. Plus, it'll make your life easier next spring when the planters are ready to roll and you don't have to wait. Contact your local CHS River Plains agronomist today, and we'll get the pickup headed your way.
Have you been out poaching with a very large, expensive weapon? Have the deer, pheasants, coons, and coyotes taken revenge on your vehicle?
What's that?
Campbell County Collision Center in Harriet can help you through this stressful process of auto body repair and bring your vehicle back to pre-accident condition. They provide you and your insurance company with clear, concise electronic estimates, simplifying the operation from the start. Call Campbell County Collision Center. They're here to make it as painless as possible.
All right, right, welcome back here once again. Gettysburg, South Dakota, the place to be. The Timberlake Lady Panthers again coming on to take on the Potter County Lady Battlers. Now taking a look at the, how the season has gone first for the Panthers. Right now ranked 30th in the Class B is again 8-7. On away games is, of course, what they are here now, right? On away games, they're 3-4. So the advantage has gone to the hometown team when playing the Timberlake Panthers, but just barely. Taking a look at points-wise, they have scored a total of 112 points this season. Their opponents have scored a total of 144. So there's a look at how they break down. Now the Potter County Lady Battlers, they're going to check in tonight at 38. And at home, they're 4-3. So again, a slight advantage for them on the hometown team. The big difference here for Potter County, even though that they are 7-8 with that one loss disadvantage on their record, they have outscored their opponents 159-153. So there's a look at the two breakdowns of both teams. Excited to see, like I said, should be a really, really, really tight basketball game here tonight and expecting some good ones. Other basketball games around the state, of course, the Potter County boys have a big one out there in Falkton. Looking forward to getting a few updates from Superintendent Chip Sundberg there and trying to keep you guys updated on how that game is going as well. Just like I said, a lot of great basketball going on around here in the country. Taking a look at the top seeds for the Class B girls basketball. It's checking out right there. Number one, 16-1, is going to be Aberdeen Roncalli. Just below them, tied up, but at second place seed is going to be 16-1, DeSmet. Wall's going to carry up the third place seed at 15-2, White River at 12-2. And then at fifth place, Corsica Stickney, again there at 15-2. So there's a look at the top five of the girls' Class B rankings. As we get ready to do the starting lineups. Again, starting lineups brought to you by Campbell County Collision. I always get leery whenever we do this because oftentimes they end up doing the Star Spangled Banner instead. But the girls are lined up in Potter County as if they're going to do their starting lineups here. So we will wait and see. And it kind of looks like we are going to do the starting lineups. So they will likely start with the visitors first. Again, if you want to watch this live, go to drgnews.com/KMLO. Scroll down. That's where we're going to be. As we go with the starting lineups again, here we're going to start out. Brought to you by Campbell County Collision. And it looks like they are going to start with Timberlake. So, of course, wearing the number 3, starting out right out the gate for the Potter County Battlers, is going to be Kaylee Lawrence. Wearing the number 20, Macy Maher, 5'7 senior at forward. Then coming out tonight, wearing the number 22, is going to be Tessa Goldaddy, 6'1 senior at center. And then wearing the number 24, Kenzie Vamaka. I'm probably butchering that. She's going to be a 5'7 freshman at guard. And then, of course, Jasmine Nash, a freshman, 5'10 forward, wearing the number 34. Now, for your Potter County Battlers, wearing the number 12, a 5'3 junior at guard, it's going to be Ashley Kalf. Wearing the number 10, a 5'6 senior at guard, Kirsty Lake. Wearing the number 3, a 5'8 senior at guard or forward, Zoe Mankey. Wearing the number 15, Tyler Simon. And wearing the number 24, Caden Cronin. The head coach for the Potter County Battlers is going to be Tarisha Hine, and assisted by Kelly Nagel. And for the Panthers, of course, Coach Aaron Gimble. And yeah, so there you go. There's a look at Campbell County Collision starting lineup. We're going to go back to the studio for 2 minutes to hear the best song of the best country in the world. When we come back, we'll have your MDU tip-off, You're listening to your sports leader, the DRG Media Group Sports Network.
Schlachter Lumber in Gettysburg is where you'll find quality commercial or residential Midland steel garage doors. Great looking doors with insulating values up to R18 to keep your garage or building warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Choose from a wide variety of commercial or residential doors that can be customized to fit your exact need. Schlachter Lumber offers design and professional installation of the commercial or residential garage door you're looking for. Your authorized Midland garage door dealer, Schlachter Lumber of Gettysburg. See Stan C. Store. Say that three times fast. Stan C. Store in Gettysburg is a big booster of the Battlers. See Stan C. Store for the tastiest roasted chicken, chops, sub sandwiches, salads and wraps, burgers and prior foods too. More? You bet there's more at Stan C. Store. Off-sale package liquor, video lottery, and the laundromat open during store hours. Stan C. Store is open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. till 9 p.m. See Stan C. Store by the seashore? No. See Stan C. Store in Gettysburg. Go! Battlers.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Crystal Lake supplements available at Hovind Equity Exchange provide your cattle supplemental energy, protein, vitamins, minerals, and trace minerals in a controlled, consistent, and continuous manner. These highly palatable free choice supplements are available in a wide range of product formulas to meet the special needs of your cattle and feeding situation. On the job, around the clock, Crystal Lake supplements work the same hours you do. Go with the brand you know. Crystal Lake's brand supplements available at Hovind Equity Exchange in Hovind.
Fontana Dakota Utilities' slogan, in the community to serve, goes beyond providing safe and reliable natural gas service. MDU and our dedicated employees are committed to the communities they serve, work, and live, just like the dedicated area students and coaches are committed to having the best season possible. Best of luck for a successful season to all area teams from Montana Dakota Utilities, proud to sponsor the area youth.
All right, welcome back here. The MDU brings you the tip-off. It's going to be controlled by the Battlers, but it's going to be a turnover right away. As getting it, it's going to be Mackenzie Vomachka. Back now for the Panthers. A turnaround put up by Nash. No good. Rebound is going to come down to number 23, Zoe Menke. Lake with it now for the Battlers. Still at zeros apiece. Tries to float it in, and it's going to be another turnover on the Battlers as it goes into the hands of Maher. Maher is going to dribble it up, put it up the glass. No good. And the rebound that time comes down to Cronin. 7:16 to go here in this first quarter. It's going to be Kump to bring it up. She tries to dish it back out to Simon. And Simon's going to take one too many steps and yet another turnover for the Battlers. So right off the bat, three possessions, three turnovers. Maher is going to bring it up now for the Panthers. Three on the way by Lawrence, and there it is. Carly Lawrence from downtown. And then there's going to be a whistle and a foul on the full court press. Wait to see what the indication. She's going to pick up her first two. That's Carly Lawrence's first. First team foul. 3-0 the score, 6:50 to go here in the first. Potter County with the ball, Timberlake with the lead. Back now into the hands of Ashley Kaup. As they got to break a full court press, they'll get it over to Kiersey. Kiersey's going to float one now into the hands of Simon. And Simon's going to go up with it, be blocked, and it's going to come down into the hands of Lawrence. Back now in favor of the Panthers. It's going to be off into the hands now of Lawrence. She's going to try another three. No good. Rebound is going to come down to the Panthers. There's Mankey there on that rebound, her second of the night. Kalp will bring it up, gets it, floats it into Cronin. Cronin loses control, back over to Mankey. Put up, no good. Rebound's going to come down to Maher this time. Lawrence out of the three-point. Now Maher wants to try her luck. Front of the rim, back to the rim, no good. Rebound again down into the hands of Cronin, her second. Back over to Simon. Simon, top of the key, dribbles it in, floats it, tries to dump it down to Cronin. It's loose, and it's going to be tipped out of bounds. Nice touch by the Panthers as Jasmine Nash was trying to go for it. 3-0, 5:44 to go here in the first. Timberlake on top. Potter County with the ball. Kalp now with it. Over on the right side of the arc, tries to get it to Simon. It's going to be another steal for Lawrence as she goes coast to coast with a left-handed layup, and it's good. Lawrence on her fifth point of the night, and five for Timberlake. As floated across over to Kalp from Kirsty Lake, back over to Simon for three. In and out, no good. Rebound, Cronin put back. There it is. Five to two now, the score in favor of the Panthers. Panthers with the ball. Mahar makes a spin move to the inside, puts it up, no good. And there's going to be a whistle and a foul on the rebound. And it looks like that foul is going to go against Macy Mahar. That'll be her first. Second team foul. Again, 5-2, 5:02 to go here in the first. There's going to be another foul. One's going to go against Mackenzie Vamachka. Substitutions come in for the Panthers. Number 15, Natalie Lawrence, will come in for number 22, Tessa Golday. 5-2. The Panthers have the ball. They trail by three to the the Battlers have the ball. As Lake tries for three. Boom! Right corner. Kirsty Lake from the right side ties it up. They've aired out. Nash with it goes up, and she'll put two up. Jasmine Nash's first two, and the Panthers have the lead yet once again. Cal wants to run with it. She's got a lane up to the side. There it is. Right-handed layup. Boy, we got a shootout now. As Cal with the right-handed layup to steal, and she'll get fouled on the way to the basket, and she'll go to the line shooting two. Tied up at seven apiece, 4:25 to go here in the first. Foul's going to go against number 24. That is Vamachka's second. Shot fired by Kalp. First one right there. Her third point of the night. Vamachka's going to leave. And Linderman's going to come in. 8-7 out. Potter County the lead for the first time this game. Sega one on the way right there for Kalp again. She's got four and another. Not sure what's going on. They're saying they don't have a player in the book. So they've got an issue with a substitution, a possible illegal substitution, which if the books do not match would be a technical foul. So we'll wait and see what the indication is. They're going to say they match. So we're good to go. Here we go. All right, Lawrence is going to inbound the basketball. Four-court press on by the Battlers. They lead now 9-7. Floated down to Nash. Great play. She tries to get it up. No. Rebound back down into the hands of Lake, as Lake's going to bring it up now for the Panthers. As Mahar will steal it. She takes it away from Lake, back the other way. And nice pass inside to Nash, can't get it to go. Lawrence with a bit back, there it is. There's going to be whistle and a timeout as the Battlers want to talk things over. It is 9-9, all tied up here in Gettysburg. Let's come back in 30 seconds on your sports leader, the DRG Media Group Sports Network.
At Great Western Bank, we all know that champions play as one. One team with one goal. We also know that champions don't just happen. They're built with determination and the right mix of teammates. You can count on Great Western Bank as a trustworthy teammate that will go the extra mile to help you win. To learn more, visit your nearest branch today. Great Western Bank, making life great. Member FDIC.
Nine to nine, the score all tied up. Battlers with the ball, but getting called for the foul. Going to be Macy Mahar as Ashley Kalp drops down. That's going to be the 15th foul at Macy's second. 3:51 to go here in the first. Again, tied up at 9. Battlers with the ball. Pass to Simon. Simon will float it over to Lake. He'll break the press. Oh, try to get it into Cronin, but Cronin can't hang on to it. Back outside Simon as she steps up to shoot. Rebound's going to come down to Maher. They're going to say there's a whistle and a foul on the rebound. That one, I think, is going to go against Cronin. Substitutions come in, and it looks like 35's coming in for 20. So into the game is going to be Kessa Bigger for the Panthers. Lawrence to bring it up again. Tied up at 9. 3:30 to go. And there's going to be a whistle and a foul as Kirsty is going to go for the ball and get caught with the contact. Lindeman to inbound for the Panthers. Get it off now into the hands of Lawrence. Lawrence again, 5 points on the night. Their top scorer. And she gets the pick and roll from Nash. Goes to the basket. There it is. Jasmine Nash now with 4. As the Battlers are now trailed by 2. But in the attempt to get it across, there's going to be a whistle and a foul. And Natalie Lawrence is going to pick up her first. So the Battlers will inbound. They'll get it off now into the hands of Ashley Kalp. Going to be a whistle and a double dribble. So the Battlers will turn it over. 3:08 to go here in the first, 11-9. Panthers lead by 2. They've got the ball. Lawrence will bring it up for Timberlake. She kicks it inside, and Nash goes up with it. No, nothing there. Rebound's going to come down into the hands of Mankey. As they try to hurry up, float it up, and another turnover by the Ballers. So Lawrence will bring it up now for Timberlake again. They lead by 2, 11-9 the score, 2:44 to go. Another 3 on the way for Lawrence. Not there. Rebound comes down to Lawrence. Boy, that ball's all over. Now it is Carly Lawrence up top. She gets it off now into the hands of Nash over to the left side. Nash back up. There's Linderman. Linderman will dribble it in, put it up off the glass right there. 13-9 now the score for Timberlake. Potter County with the ball now. 2:15 to go here in the first. They try to float it inside to Simon, and it's going to be another turnover. Coming out of the game for Simon. Looks like number 22, Emma Schlachter. Ball's going to be slapped at a bounce, last touched by Battler, so it will stay Timberlake ball. 2:12 to go here in the first, 13-9 the score. Timberlake on top. They're going to float one across to Linderman. Linderman will bring it across now for Timberlake. Get it off over, and Simon with a nice tip steal if she can hold on to it. And she does. She'll bring it across. That ball was rolling fast. Simon's going to take it herself. In and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Nash. Back the other way. Has Nash with it now. Lawrence going to take it out wide, tell him to set things up, pick, set, pick and roll. There's Lawrence. Step up is Cronin. Now it's Lindeman over on the right side. Puts it up. No good. Lake with the rebound. Galp will bring it up for Potter County. Again, 13-9, 1:16 to go here in the first. There's Simon. Nice dribble move to the inside. Loses control. Puts it up. Can't get it to go. Cronin on the rebound. She'll be fouled and go to the line shooting 2. Seventh team foul. First foul for Kessa Bigger. First one for Cronin's going to be no good. Second one is right there for Cronin. 13-10 now the score. Panthers with the ball. They're going to dribble it up. Carly Lawrence will bring it up for Timberlake. She's going to take it herself up off the glass. No. Rebound's going to come down to Cronin. Back the other way. Pulls one over to Ashley Cobb. She's going to take it, pump fake, put it in, down on the ground, and try to get it back out. There's Cronin. Back over. Three on the way. No. Cronin with a put back. No. Kalp with it. She'll put it back, and she'll be fouled. She'll go to the line shooting two. I believe she's two for two tonight. Foul's going to be against number 32, Jordan Jones. It's going to be her first. First one's going to be no good. Second one is right there. So she's 3 of 4 tonight, 13 to 11 now the score. Back to a two-point lead for the Panthers. Lomachka with it now. She's going to dribble it over to the right side, try to put it up, no good. Rebound's going to come down into the hands of Cronin. She'll kick it off now to Schlachter. Schlachter will bring it up. She goes over to Kalp for three. It's off. Back underneath, back up, no. Rebound back out, Lake this time, right there. Tied up again with the Lake shot, 13 to 13. There's going to be a whistle and a foul, and that one's going to go against Kirsty Lake. That'll be her second. 7.6 on the Richter scale for the first quarter. Bounce pass inside to Lawrence and back to Lomachka for Lawrence wants to run, and they're going to say she carried the ball. So it'll be Potter County ball tied up at 13, 1.6 to go. Just enough time to launch a rocket. And it's going to be a blocked shot. Out there, and that's the way it's going to end. 13-13 after one on your Real Tough Farm Product scoreboard. What do you say we come back in 60 seconds with your second quarter of high school girls basketball? Live from Gettysburg on your sports leader, the DRG Media Group Sports Network.
At Real Tough Livestock Equipment, they want to handle all your livestock equipment needs. Check out all their products they offer, including corral panels, walk-in panels, maternity pens, gates, bale feeders, confinement panels, and handling systems, portable and stationary alleys, automatic head gates, and portable loading chutes. Check out their website at www.realtuff.com. That's realtuff.com. Or give them a call at 845-3456 to see what they can do for you. At Real Tough Livestock Equipment.
With many years of experience as agronomists and farmers, the staff at Brown's Agronomy brings you unique insight and knowledge for your farm. See them for chemical, fertilizer, and seed. Brown's offer free delivery, too. Call Brown Agronomy at 765-9133 for a customized plan for your farm. That's 765-9133. Brown Agronomy, 1 mile west of Gettysburg, South Dakota, on Highway 212. Go Battlers!
Hi, welcome back. First quarter action. The big one that has got Potter County still in this game is their rebounding. They're almost out rebounding 2-1. Maher with it now in for Potter County, tied up at 13 apiece. Nash, and she is going to get caught with a travel. Back the other way now for Potter County as Kalp will bring it up for the Babblers. Shooting percentages are almost dead even, around 31%. For both teams. Back over to Simon. Simon will float one up from inside. Right there. Back to a two-point lead now for Potter County, their second lead of the night. It's going to be a turnover on the Panthers, and coming back with it now is going to be Emma Schlachter. Battlers with the ball. There's Lake. Lake makes a move over to the left side, almost loses it, gets it off over to Ashley. Ashley floats one into Simon. Good pass. Can't get it to drop. Cronin with a rebound and put back. There it is. And they float it all the way down as there's Nash. on the opposite side to respond her 6 point of the night. Still a 17-15 ball game. 2 point lead for the Battlers as they bring it up. Lake with it now over to the left side. He's going to get it inside Simon. Simon floats one up. If that goes in, I will lose my mind. She basically threw it at the hoop, and it went around the world twice and went in 19-15. Back over now into the hands of the Panthers. And that time, a nice shot made by number 22, Tessa Goldaddy. 2 points for her. Her first 2 points, 19-17. Now still 2 point lead for the Battlers as Lake has it over to the right side. Pretty high action-packed game here. As Kaup will go in with it, but she'll be hacked on the way. And I think they're going to say on number 20, it's Maher's third O. She'll likely come out of the game. First one's going to be no good for Ashley. And the second one's going to be good. Back now the other way. It's 2-3 point lead, 20-17 now. Back over to Nash. Nash going to float one up. Nice right-handed hook shot. She does a very good job inside. Back to a 1 point lead now, 20-19. Kaup will bring it up. She'll go up with it. Float one right there. Her 8th point of the night, a lot of them coming here just most recently. Lawrence with it now. She'll bring it up for the Panthers. Full court press on by the Battlers. Nice pass to the inside. Too high on the glass, though, as Lawrence was going to go up with it. Rebound's going to come down into the hands of Mankey. And it'll be Battler ball, 22-19 with a 3-point lead. If they score here, it could be their largest lead of the night. Back over now to Mankey. Mankey inside Simon as she makes a move. She'll go up with it right there. Tyler Simon, two more, 24-19. And again, largest lead of the night for the Panthers. Timberlake with the ball. There's going to be a whistle and a timeout as Coach Gimble wants to talk things over. Again, 24-19, the score on your Real Tough Farm Product scoreboard. There's 5:02 to go here in this first half. Let's come back in 30 seconds right here on KMLO.
Let us be your partner in growth. Hove and Co-op, we're your real community cooperative. Hove and Co-op.
Tigers. Feed, chemical, seed, fuel, fertilizer. If you need it, call us.
Even if you're in the field.
Call us if you need us. The Hovin Co-op, 948-2222.
Hovin Co-op.
Hi, welcome back here. Once again, 24-19 the score, 5:02 to go. And the Panthers to inbound. Battlers lead. Lawrence will bring it up for Timberlake as she throws up a hook shot, and it's good. Her 7th point, 24-21. Kaup gets the pick, dribbles it inside, back out. 3 on the way for Mankey, no good. Rebound's going to come down into the hands of Vomanchka as she takes it coast to coast, loses it. And Mankey tries to save it. Cronin will get it. Kaup with it now. She'll dribble it in. Float one up high off the glass. No. Rebound. Cronin will end up with it. Put it back up. No. Nash will get it, and she'll be fouled. Foul's going to go against number 23, Zoe Mankey. It's going to be her first 4th team foul. As it looks like Vomachka is going to come out, Lindemann's going to come back in. Back the other way now for Timberlake as it's Carly going coast to coast. She'll go to the line shooting 2 as she gets fouled going to the basket. That foul's going to go against number 15. That is Tyler Simon's first 15 foul. So again, Lawrence at the line shooting 2. First one's going to be in and out, no good. This is her first trip to the charity stripe tonight. Second one is right there. And she cuts the lead back down to two for the Battlers. Kalp loses control up top. She looks to the inside. Again, 24-22 the score. 3:58 to go here in the second. Schlachter with it. Kicks it back over to Kalp. Kalp bounce pass over to Mankey. Mankey squares up. No, gets it back out. Schlachter. There's Kalp. Deep three on the way. Boom! She's got it. 27-22, back to a 5-point lead for Potter County. Lawrence will bring it up for Timberlake. 3:31 to go. Lawrence going to fire one off, and that one's going to hit the out-of-bounds line. That's odd for Carly. She's pretty deadly out there. 27-22. Ballers with the lead. They've got the ball. 3:24 to go. Back around, there's Mankey. Mankey floats one into Simon. Simon Turner up with a... Oh, she's blocked. Cronin tries to get it, but can't. Nash will end up with it. Back the other way is there's Lawrence. Caden Cronin, 9 rebounds on the night. How about that? Lawrence is going to dribble it inside. There's going to be a whistle and a foul. They're going to say that Kalp stepped in too soon. So it'll be out of bounds. 6th team foul. Looks like Lake's going to come in for Schlachter. Back over to Lawrence now. Lawrence back up top. There's Nash. Nash tries to flow one down to Linneman, but Lake is there to deflect it out of bounds. Cronin is going to take a well-deserved breather. As Olivia Mickelson is going to come into the game for the Battlers. Back over to Lawrence. Now it's Carly Lawrence up top. There's Linderman. Linderman, bounce pass inside, looking for Nash. Gets her under the basket. Back out Linderman. She floats one up. No good. Rebound. Rebound to Mankey. Three fired up by Simon, and it's good. Her 12th point of the night, and it's an 8-point lead for Potter County, 30-22, with 2:21 to go here in the second. Back over to the hands of Linderman. Linderman tries to get it inside, and there's Lake with the steal. Back the other way for Potter County. There's Simon. Simon of the pump fake loses it back into the hands of the Battlers. And look at that, Carly Lawrence showing her athletic ability as she takes it in for the finger roll. 2 points. That's her 10th point of the night. 30-24. The score. Hunter County on top. Kalp has it. She's going to dribble it in. Tries to get it inside. Gets kicked back out. Now she's going to lose it, and it's going to go back into the hands of the Panthers. 30-24. 1:31 to go here in the first half. Don't forget, Fresh Start Market Halftime Show coming up here momentarily. We'll go over the stats and break down the game for you thus far. Whistle and a foul as it looks like Simon's going to try to reach in a bit far. That's the 7th team foul. So she'll go to the line shooting the bonus. 35-24 coming back in. 22-21 out. For the Panthers. So again, that's going to put Nash up there shooting the 1-1. First one is right there. Cuts the lead to 5. Second one. Back of the rim, no good. Rebound's going to come down to Simon. As the Battlers will bring it back. Kalp will fire a 3. No good. Rebound's going to come down to Carly Lawrence. She'll bring it up now for Timberlake. Dribbles it over to the right side. Kicks it off now into the hands of Vomachka. Vomachka for 3. No. Rebound is going to come down to Mickelson. And bigger. And it's going to be a jump ball. Back the other way now for Potter County. Again, 30-25, 46 seconds to go here in the second. Potter County on top. They've got the ball. Back over. It's Lake, 3, left side. No. Rebound's going to come down into the hands of Vomachka. 31 seconds to go. As the Panthers, little miscommunication there. Lawrence gets in trouble. She's going to get it back over to Carly Lawrence over about center circle. 16 on the shot. She'll fire deep three. Front of the rim, no. Mickelson with a rebound. Back the other way as Roush now has it. She'll flow one up. Can't get it to go. 3 seconds. And Mickelson put back in one. Olivia Mickelson will go to the line for the three-point opportunity. And the foul is going to go against number 35. Kessa Bigger, it's going to be her second. 10th, well, we're beyond 10. Mickelson floats one, no. Rebound's going to come down to nobody. It hits the ground. And that's how your first half will end. On your Real Tough Farm Product scoreboard, it's Potter County 32, Timberlake 25. Let's come back in 3 minutes with your Fresh Start Market Halftime Show right here on your sports leader, the DRG Media Group Sports Network.
As one season ends, another begins, and your local C&B Operations is here to help you be prepared and get ahead. Wrap up harvest with post-season equipment inspections to eliminate the headache and worry as you head into a new year. C&B is your partner in agriculture and looks forward to working with you this season and next. For all of your John Deere parts, service, and equipment needs, turn to your local C&B Operations.
Real tractors are green.
At Plains Commerce Bank, we don't just work in their local community, we're part of it. Where you'll find us lending a helping hand, cheering for our favorite team, or helping local farmers and ranchers succeed. You can trust the knowledge of our banks to provide you with local decisions and a common sense approach to your ag financing. It's what we do, what we've always done, and we'll continue to be here for you as long as you need us. We're Plains Commerce Bank, committed to our community's future. Call us today at 948-2216, Plains Commerce Bank, member FDIC.
The cozy warmth after coming in from a chilly, pink-cheeked morning walk. The perfect man cave temperature to kick back and watch the big game. When the weather turns cold, a new Rheem heating system will surround your family in total comfort. Are you feeling it? Rheem, the new degree of comfort.
Wheelhouse Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, your authorized Rheem HVAC system dealer. Call 605-224-2489.
Broken glass, scratch paint, dented metal, shopping cart bruises, rusty fenders, hail dents, door dings, animal accidents. You know, with all the things that might happen to your vehicle, you'll be glad to know Darren at Gettysburg Collision Center. Gettysburg Collision Center can take care of the little and big things that affect the cosmetic appearance of your car. At Gettysburg Collision Center, body painting isn't kinky, it's something they do every day. Call 765-9797 for Gettysburg Collision Center.
Don't miss the 5th annual production sale of CK Cattle and Wagger Cattle Companies, Saturday, February 12th, 3 p.m. at the CK Cattle Sale Facility, Highmore, selling 90 Sim and Sim Angus bulls, along with 40 bred heifers. High-quality, functional cattle that will work in any situation asked of them. Complete performance and ultrasound data available on the bulls. Check out ckethling.com or call my dad, Chris Ethling, 605-769-0142. Sale will be broadcast on DV Auction.
Pre-game time is food time, and at Fresh Start Market, we have you covered. This is Kayla inviting you to stop in and check out our fresh produce, awesome meat selection, and snacks for when you're on the go. And don't forget to pick up some of our famous homemade sausage. Like and follow us on Facebook, Fresh Start Market LLC, for updates on sales, new products, and much more. Fresh Start Market of Harriet, because pre-gaming can't be done without food.
Welcome back here once again. It's 32-25 on your Real Tough Farm Product scoreboard. And again, welcome to the Fresh Start Market Halftime Show. Let's take a look. It's always visitors first, so let's go with your Timberlake Panthers. It's going to be Carly Lawrence with 10, Natalie Lawrence with 2, 2 for Linderman, Abby Linderman, 2 for Tessa Goldetti, and 9 for Jasmine Nash. The Top rebounder of the night is going to be 3 for Jasmine Nash. And then it's going to be pretty evenly shared at 2 apiece for Carly Lawrence, Natalie Lawrence, Macy Mahar, and Mackenzie Vamachka. Taking a look at foul trouble, the one in the most foul trouble is going to be Macy Mahar, which isn't unusual, but still not good for the Panthers. She's a very talented athlete and always good to have out there, very aggressive. 2 for Bigger. And there's going to be 2 for Vermachka as well. Now for the hometown team, the Potter County Battlers. It's going to be Kirstie Lake with 5, Ashley Kelp with 8, 12 for Tyler Simon, the 5 for Caden Cronin, and 2 for Olivia Mickelson. The top rebounder for the Battlers, it's going to be Caden Cronin at 9, 5 for Zoe Menke there as well at the number 2 seed. Taking a look at foul trouble, there's just 2 apiece for Kirstie Lake and for Tyler Simon. At the end of 1, they were tied up, 13s apiece, and then the Panthers are going to go on a 19-12 scoring streak the Battlers are going to go on a 19-12 scoring streak against the Panthers to make it 32-25. There's been 4 lead changes. The game was tied 4 times. The largest lead for the Panthers was 5. The largest lead for the Battlers was 8. The longest unanswered scoring streak for the Panthers was 6, and the longest unanswered scoring streak for the Battlers was 8. There's a look. Let's take a look. Team stats now. In comparisons, we've got field goal percentage. Potter County right now shooting 41.4% compared to the 37.9% of the Panthers. And the three-point line from behind the arc, it's going to be 33.3% for the Battlers as they are 3 for 9, 1 for 8 for the Panthers at 12.5. And the charity stripe, Panthers shooting 50%, but the Battlers are shooting 55.6. The big story is the double in rebounding for the Battlers, 22-11. Is there winning the rebound game, and the Panthers are winning the turnover game 10-8. So there's a look at your fresh start market halftime stats. Again, 32-25 the score on your Real Tough Farm Product scoreboard. Let's come back in 2 minutes. When we come back, we'll talk about some other scores around the area. Back with more from your Fresh Start Market Halftime Show on your sports leader, the DRG Media Group Sports Network.
Schlachter Lumber in Gettysburg is where you'll find quality commercial or residential Midland steel garage doors. Great looking doors with insulating values up to R18 to keep your garage or building warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Choose from a wide variety of commercial or residential doors that can be customized to fit your exact need. Schlachter Lumber offers design and professional installation of the commercial or residential garage door you're looking for. Your authorized Midland garage door dealer, Schlachter Lumber of Gettysburg. See Stan C. Store. Say that 3 times fast. Stan C. Store in Gettysburg is a big booster of the Battlers. See Stan C. Store for the tastiest roasted chicken, chops, sub sandwiches, salads and wraps, burgers and prior foods too. More? You bet there's more at Stan C. Store. Off-sale package liquor, video lottery, and a laundromat open during store hours. Stan C. Store is open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. till 9 p.m. See Stan C. Store by the seashore? No. See Stan C. Store in Gettysburg. Go! Battlers.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Crystal Lake supplements available at Hovind Equity Exchange provide your cattle supplemental, energy, protein, vitamins, minerals, and trace minerals in a controlled, consistent, and continuous manner. These highly palatable free choice supplements are available in a wide range of product formulas to meet the special needs of your cattle and feeding situation. On the job, around the clock, Crystal Lake supplements work the same hours you do. Go with the brand you know. Crystal Lake's brand supplements available at Hovind Equity Exchange in Hovind.
At Great Western Bank, we all know that champions play as one. One team with one goal. We also know that champions don't just happen. They're built with determination and the right mix of teammates. You can count on Great Western Bank as a trustworthy teammate that will go the extra mile to help you win. To learn more, visit your nearest branch today. Great Western Bank, making life great. Member FDIC.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back here once again. Just got wind that the Potter County boys on top. 21-17 in the second. So, good game. I'm telling you, that's going to be a great game. A lot of both those teams, I believe, are in the top 10. So, a lot of implications there. A lot of implications that could come out of that game. So, exciting stuff. And again, good game here. 32-25. Again, four lead changes tonight. You can't ask for much more. When we talk about things along that nature, you know, we talked about getting you some area scores. Not a lot of area teams out there. But, again, 21-17 for Potter County. Potter County number five. How about that? That's awesome. And it's mostly awesome. Just going to throw this out there because I was right. Beginning of the season, I said most underrated team in Class B. Now they're starting to listen to me. That's what it is. Oh, here we go. We've got it ready to go again. Thanks for tuning in to the first Start Market Halftime Show. Again, 32-25, the score here tonight is Potter County with the lead thus far, 7 points. And we're going to go back. Timberlake with the ball now. As Mahar back into the game. Three-pointer fired by Carly Lawrence, no good. And, of course, Kirstie's going to bring the rebound down and bring it across. There's going to be a whistle and a jump ball as they try to get to the inside. Possession arrow should be in favor of Potter County. So they will inbound underneath their own basket as Lake to do the inbound. Gets it off over to Mankey for three. No good. Rebound comes down to Nash. They're going to call kicking. So it's going to be a turnover on the Panthers, and the Battlers will get it back. Lake with it down over to the right side. Looks inside there, Simon, but she's going to drag that pivot foot. And it's going to be a travel. Then the play was there. Good eye. Just got a little excited. Back the other way now for Potter County, or for the Panthers. I got Potter County, I got the Panthers. Battlers and Panthers are much different. Insane. And the shot going to be fired that time by number 22. That's Tessa Golddaddy. No good. Rebound's going to come down to Cronin. Her 10th rebound. Ball's going to get loose. Back the other way. And shot put up by Simon, no good. Three-pointer intentions. And the rebound's going to come down to Maher. This time, Nash is going to put one up, no good. Rebound there is going to be Caden Cronin with her 10th rebound of the night. Kalb's going to bounce it over to Simon. Simon for three, no good. Into the hands of Maher. Panthers are going to turn the ball over yet once again. And the Battlers will bring it up. Riley Kalb with it up top of the key. She's going to dribble it inside. Float one up off the backboard. It's going to be a whistle and a foul. And foul's going to go against number 22, Tessa Golddaddy. It's going to be her first. That puts Kalb at the line shooting two. She is 4 of 6. That one is right there. Now she's 5 of 7. Her 9th point of the night. Second one right there, too. Beautiful shot. 10 points, more than half from the charity stripe. Nothing wrong with that. Back the other way, into the hands now of Machka. She'll float one in. Go outside to Nash. Nash's got to get it. Saves it. Lawrence, wide open three. Right there. Way too deadly to be that wide open. 34-28 now on the score. Kalb with it. As she floats it over to Lake. Lake's going to dribble it up top top of the key, inside. There's Simon. Simon tries to go up with it. Backside, Mankey, jumper, no. And Cronin with a putback. There it is. Her 12th rebound, 7th point. Three more and the double-double is hers. Lawrence dribbles it out, kicks it out to Maher. Maher dribbles it in, puts it up, and a block shot by Cronin, and Lawrence will get it back. Back over this time, the jump shot fired up by Vamachka, gets her own rebound, and a jump ball. As Leek was right there. So it will be a Panther ball underneath their own basket as Maher gets it off over to Lawrence. Wide open Nash right there. Great move. She goes up. No good. And the rebound will come down to Mankey. 36-28 the score. 4:50 to go. More of a defensive battle. I think both coaches told their team, we're going to play some defense. As Simon will get the ball from Lake on a great pass, but there's going to be a whistle and a foul. And I think that one might go against Gold Daddy again. That'll be her second. Second team foul. They float it into Kalp. Kalp will float one up. She'll be fouled, and she'll go to the line shooting two. And she's had, like I said, a really good night at the line. 6 points from the charity stripe. That foul is going to go against Vamachka. It's going to be her third. Kalp will fire the first one right there. 37-28. Second one is right there as well. 38-28. Ashley Kalp right now has 8 points from the charity stripe. Three-pointer fired by Lawrence. No good. Rebound's going to be by Lake for the Panther Ballers. Bringing it back. Kalp will go up with it. Come down to Cronin. Cronin on the... Another rebound, back out. Oh, and it's going to go to bounce. Caden Cronin picks up her 13th rebound of the night. Pretty impressive stat. Just out of curiosity, the whole team. She has, the whole team's got 29 rebounds. And she's right at about half. There's going to be a whistle and a foul as it looks like Bigger will go to the line shooting two. Foul's going to go against Cronin. That'll be her second. First one by Bigger is no good. 10-point lead for the Battlers. Their largest of the night. 4:07 to go here in the third. Second one on the way in. It's a bank shot by Bigger. In the words of the late, great Pat Morrison, she missed it so bad she made it. Another Agtegra timeout. This time we're going to go back for 60. It's 38-29 and your Real Tough Farm Product scoreboard. 4:06 to go in the third. Let's come back. 60 seconds. KMLO.
With many years of experience as agronomists and farmers, the staff at Brown's Agronomy brings you unique insight and knowledge for your farm. See them for chemical, fertilizer, and seed. Brown's offer free delivery, too. Call Brown Agronomy at 765-9133 for a customized plan for your farm. That's 765-9133. Brown Agronomy, 1 mile west of Gettysburg, South Dakota on Highway 212. Go Battlers!
Let us be your partner in growth. Hovind Co-op, we're your real community cooperative. Hovind Co-op.
Tires, feed, chemical, seed, fuel, fertilizer. If you need it, call us.
Even if you're in the field.
Call us if you need us. The Hovind Co-op, 948-2222.
Hovind Co-op.
All right, welcome back here once again, 38-29. The score is, it's Simon to dribble it up, puts it up off the glass. There it is. Tyler Simon from right underneath, 40-29. Now the score with 3:48. Lawrence kicks it off to Lawrence. Got to be sisters. They almost look identical. It's going to be a whistle and a foul as Bigger tries to get the ball, but Cronin He's going to be a little aggressive on the box out. She's going to pick up her third and probably get a trip to the bench with 3:41 to go. Carly Lawrence will kick it back over to Maher. Maher will fire three. Back of the rim, no good. There's Lauren, or there is another rebound by Corona, her 14th. And Simon this time dribbles it in, goes up with it. No. Rebound's going to come down to Nash. Back the other way, Lawrence. That's Natalie Lawrence, and she'll lose it. Mankey will get credit for the steal. Now a steal for Nash. There's going to be a whistle and a foul. Who's that one going to go on? 23, it'll be Mankey's second. Cronin will come out. Mickelson will go in. Mickelson with 2 points, 2 rebounds. There's going to be a whistle and an illegal screen on by Nash. One of those frustration ones. But, hey, I'll tell you what, Jasmine Nash, for being as dominant as she's been on the inside, that's her first foul of the night. Not too bad. Can't take them with you. You might as well use them, right? Back out to Mankey. Mankey's going to dribble it inside, kick it back out to Simon. Simon's going to float one over to Lake. Lake squares up for three. No. Back over to Kalb. Kalb's going to fire one from downtown. Boom! Give it to her. What a game Ashley's been having. Another 3 points. .43-29 and another Agtegra timeout. 43-29 in favor of the Battlers. 60 seconds by Coach Kimball. Let's come back at 60 KMLO.
As one season ends, another begins, and your local C&B Operations is here to help you be prepared and get ahead. Wrap up harvest with post-season equipment inspections to eliminate the headache and worry as you head into a new year. C&B is your partner in agriculture and looks forward to working with you this season and next. For all of your John Deere parts, service, and equipment needs, turn to your local C&B Operations.
Real tractors are green.
At Plains Commerce Bank, we don't just work in their local community, we're part of it. Where you'll find us lending a helping hand, cheering for our favorite team, or helping local farmers and ranchers succeed. You can trust the knowledge of our banks to provide you with local decisions and a common sense approach to your ag financing. It's what we do, what we've always done, and we'll continue to be here for you as long as you need us. We're Plains Commerce Bank, committed to our community's future. Call us today at 948-2216, Plains Commerce Bank, member FDIC.
Firing it out right away, go the Panthers, as there's Maher with it up top. Gets it off over to Carly Lawrence. Lawrence will dribble it up top. Picks it by Nash. And Lawrence goes up high off the glass. Wow, I thought that was going in. Can't believe it didn't. Rebound's going to come down to Mickelson. Back the other way now for Potter County. There's Lake way deep. Trying to look for that move in the inside. Back over now into the hands of Schlachter. Ball's going to be kicked out of bounds. Last touch by the Panthers. Battlers will keep it. Back the other way is there's Simon. Squares up, dribbles it back around, up off the glass right there. Tyler Simon puts one in from point blank. 45-29, 1:30 to go here in the third. Looks like there's going to be a foul on the drive in. That foul's going to go against number 12, Ashley Kalp. That'll be her second. Bigger's going to come out of the game. Natalie Lawrence. That's not Natalie Lawrence. I've got that messed up. Shot put in right away by Lawrence. That's Locken. Sorry, Locken. I've been saying your name wrong all day. Ball's going to be tipped out of bounds. Back the other way. Nice. Put up Mickelson. Can't get it to go. Maher on the rebound. Mahar tries to go coast-to-coast. Three on the way for Lawrence. There it is. Carly Lawrence, her 18th point of the night. 45-34. Simon will bring it up now for Potter County. As she goes coast-to-coast to answer. Her 18th point of the night, 47-34 now. Under one to go now in the third. Lawrence kicks it into Lawrence, put up, and she'll go to the line. Shooting two. Fouls against Emma Schlachter. That'll be her first. Fifth team foul. This one for Lawrence is going to be no good. Kelp will come out. In for her. I believe it's Herman. Second one's no good. Simon the rebound. Back the other way. Simon wants to kick it back out. Herman for three. No. Rebound will come down to Lawrence. Ball's going to be tipped out of bounds as Tyler Simon goes for it. Can't get it in. So the deflection will go her way, but it'll be Panther ball. They flow one in right away to Nash. No good. Rebound's going to come down to Mahar. Mahar loses it. And Schlachter will get credit for the steal as she tries to get it to Hermanson. She's going to bounce it off of Nash's leg, and it will stay Ballard ball. So with 9.7 to go in the third quarter of regulation, Ballard's will inbound underneath their own basket. Get it to Lake over to the left side. 7 seconds, 6, 5. Simon is going to, that should have been a travel. And it's going to be out of bounds. So with 1.9 now, the Battlers will inbound. There's Lake. She fires one at the buzzer, but the hand in the face by Locken. That's how this quarter will end. On your Real Tough Farm Product scoreboard, it is Potter County 47, Timberlake 34. Let's come back in 60 seconds on your sports leader, the DRG Media Group Sports Network.
The cozy warmth after coming in from a chilly, pink-cheeked morning walk. The perfect man cave temperature to kick back and watch the big game. When the weather turns cold, a new Rheem heating system will surround your family in total comfort. Are you feeling it? Rheem, the new degree of comfort.
Wheelhouse Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, your authorized Rheem HVAC system dealer. Call 605-224-2489.
Broken glass, scratch, paint, dented metal, shopping cart bruises, rusty fenders, hail dents, door dings, animal accidents. You know, with all the things that might happen to your vehicle, you'll be glad to know Darren at Gettysburg Collision Center. Gettysburg Collision Center can take care of the little and big things that affect the cosmetic appearance of your car. At Gettysburg Collision Center, body painting isn't kinky. It's something they do every day. Call 765-9797 for Gettysburg Collision Center.
Welcome back to fourth quarter of Girls B basketball action as it's the Panthers to inbound. Last I checked, Potter County leading boys game against Falkton as well in Falkton. Mahar with it now. She's going to kick it off over to Lawrence. Deep three. No good. Rebound to Nash. Floater up. No. Now Mahar put back. She'll get fouled. Go to the line. Shooting two. Foul's going to go with number 22. That's Emma Schlachter. Macy Maher at the line. She's one for one thus far. Cronin's going to come back into the game for Potter County. Second one's going to be in and out, no good. And Simon with the rebound. Back the other way for Potter County as Kalp tries to run with it. Going to be a whistle and a foul. And I'm waiting to see the license plate on the foul. It's going to go against Lockin. That'll be her second. 16 foul is Kalp. We'll get the ball to inbound. She looks over to Lake. Lake squares up from way downtown. Floats one to Kalp. She'll fire one. Boom! Give it to her. Ashley Kalp from behind the arc is now 2 of 3. Her 16th point. Three fire that time, no good. Three this time by Lake, no good. Back the other way as Maher has it now for the Panthers. Kicks it off. Carly Lawrence for three. There it is. Carly Lawrence will fire one from downtown. 50-38. They're trying to get it inside to Nash. Nash had the chance. Lost control of it, though. She's going to get boxed in and float it over to Lake. Lake tries to get it into Cronin. Now Schlachter off the glass. No. And the ball's going to come down this time to Lawrence. Carly Lawrence, so she's going to go coast to coast. She's got 21 on the night, 50-38. Maher will dribble it in, and she'll be fouled. Foul's going to go against Tyler Simon. It's going to be her seventh team foul. That puts Macy Maher at the line, but first, Potter County wants to talk things over. 50-38. We got another egg ticker timeout. Let's come back in 60 right here on your sports leader, the DRG Media Group Sports Network.
Don't miss the 5th annual production sale of CK Cattle and Wagger Cattle Companies. Saturday, February 12th, 3 p.m. at the CK Cattle Sale Facility, Highmore. Selling 90 Sim and Sim Angus bulls, along with 40 bred heifers. High quality, functional cattle that will work in any situation asked of them. Complete performance and ultrasound data available on the bulls. Check out ckeffling.com. Or call my dad, Chris Effling, 605-769-0142. Sale will be broadcast on DV Auction.
Schlachter Lumber in Gettysburg is where you'll find quality commercial or residential Midland steel garage doors. Great looking doors with insulating values up to R18 to keep your garage or building warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Choose from a wide variety of commercial or residential doors that can be customized to fit your exact need. Schlachter Lumber offers design and professional installation of the commercial or residential garage door you're looking for. Your authorized Midland garage door dealer, Schlachter Lumber of Gettysburg.
All right, welcome back. 50-38, 6:05 to go. It's going to put Macy Maher at the line, shooting two. She is one of two so far tonight. The first one, good. Her second point of the evening, 50-39. Second one is right there as well as she goes two of three at the charity's stripe. Full court press on by the Panthers. Kalp will get it to Lake. Lake will get it across the half-court mark. Floated back to Kalp. Kalp will dribble it down. Set it up. She gets help from Lake on the handoff. Lake looks inside. Back over to Kalp. Inside and a steal from Nash. And it's going to be Panther ball. Maher dribbles it in. Baseline put up. There it is. Going to be a whistle and a foul, and that foul is going to go against 14. That's Natalie Lawrence's first. Tyler Simon will come back into the game, and out is going to be Menke. So that puts Ashley Kalp at the line. She is 8 of 10 tonight from the free throw line. First one is right there. Hate to jinx the young lady, but if I'm fouling, I'm going to put somebody else there. She is now 9 of 11. Second one on the way. No good. The rebound's going to come down into the hands of Lawrence. Lawrence kicks it off over to Marr. Marr puts it up. No. Gets her own rebound. Put back. No. Now it's going to be Caden Cronin. Back the other way. Floater up by Simon. No. Rebound's going to come down to Lawrence. She goes coast to coast. Up off the glass. There it is. Good Lord, that woman's unstoppable. 23 of their 44 points. And how about one foul? That's it. Simon. I got one foul and all I do is sit up here. Going to be over and back as Simon will lose the ball. So a turnover on the Battlers. Another interesting standout there again. Caden Cronin, 7 points, 15 rebounds. Three more points. She gets her double-double. I don't take assists, so I don't know about the triple. Shot fired by Lawrence. Going to be no good. Back over now to Lake. Lake's going to get it down to the hands of Simon. Simon Kalp, and there's a collision. And that foul's going to go against Locken. That'll be her third. So they travel the distance of the court, and who do they put back up there? But Ashley Kalp, again, 9 of 12 from the free throw line. Nothing to shake a stick at there. Someone is up. No good. I keep jinxing her. I'm done. Rebound's going to come down to Locken. Back the other way. Lawrence with it now. Natalie Lawrence. And that's going to be a steal for Emma Schlachter as she intercepts the pass. She's going to try to get it off over to Kalp. Kalp will end up with it. Top of the key. Now over to Simon. Simon, deep three on the way. No good. Rebound. Who else? Cronin. Spider Woman. Back up, no, and rebound's going to come down. As the floater up this time, no good. Out of bounds, it'll be Battler ball. Got a few substitutions coming in. It looks like Vamachka's back into the game. Going to be whistle and a traveling violation on Kalp. So the Panthers will inbound. They'll get it off now into the hands of Vamachka. There's Locken. Now it's Lawrence for three. No good. Rebound to Locken. Put up that time by Marr. No good. She'll be fouled, so she'll go to the line. Shooting two. Foul's going to go against Lake. That's going to be her third. First one's good for Marr. 45-51 now. Second one is right there as well. Back down to a five-point lead. The Battlers have led by as much as 10. They get the full-court press broke into the hands of Schlachter. Schlachter to Cronin. Cronin is fouled on her way up, and she'll go to the basket or go to the line, shooting two. Foul comes against Locken. That's going to be her fourth. Cronin is one of two at the free throw line tonight. One goes up, no good. Second one, no good either. Ball's going to be tipped out of bounds. That's touched by Battler. So the score will stay 51-46 with 3:29 to go. It's the Battlers on top of the Panthers. Timberlake with the ball now. Macy Maher wants to run. Kicks it back over. Vamachka jump shot right there. Quick answer and a timeout. Again, brought to you by Ag Tegra. 51-48, back to a three-point game. 3:20 to go here in the fourth. Back in 30 seconds, KMLO.
C Stan C Store. Say that three times fast. Stan C Store in Gettysburg is a big booster of the Battlers. C Stan C Store for the tastiest roasted chicken, chops, sub sandwiches, salads and wraps, burgers and prior foods too. More? You bet there's more at Stan C Store. Off sale package liquor, video lottery, and the laundromat open during store hours. Stan C Store is open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. till 9 p.m. See Stan C Store by the seashore? No. See Stan C Store in Gettysburg. Go! Oh, Battlers!
Welcome back here once again. 51-48 to score. Battlers with the lead. They'll inbound. It's Lake to Simon. Simon will get it off over to Kalpas. She gets into some trouble. And there's going to be a whistle and a foul. As that one looks like Natalie Lawrence will pick that one up. So they send Kelp back to the line. I'm not going to talk about her free throws. Nope, not doing it. That one is no good. She has been unstoppable at the charity stripe, but she has missed the last four. 51-48, three-point lead for the Battlers. That one is no good either. Cronin ends up with it. Back out to Simon. Simon will lose it. Back the other way as there's Vamachka. She kicks it back out to Maher. Maher goes baseline. Back out to Larkin. There's Maher. Dumps it into Nash. Nash, double team, puts it up. No. Rebound. It's going to be a jump ball. Possession here in favor of the Battlers. The score. 2:39 to go. Back out to Kelp. Kelp. He floats it up to Simon. Simon now with it. Gets it up to Kelp. Kelp over to Lake. 2:26 to go. Simon will dribble it in. She'll put it up off the glass. There it is. 53-48, 2:16 to go here in this game. Tyler Simon crosses the 20 threshold there. Three on the way for Lawrence. No good. Rebound down to Cronin. Back the other way now, Kalp. Kalp will bring it across. And there's going to be whistle and another Ag Tegra timeout. 53-48. It's Potter County on top of Timberlake with a buck 53 to go in this game. Let's come back in 60 seconds on your sports leader, the DRG Media Group Sports Network.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Crystal Lake supplements available at Hovind Equity Exchange provide your cattle supplemental energy, protein, vitamins, minerals, and trace minerals in a controlled, consistent, and continuous manner. These highly palatable free choice supplements are available in a wide range of product formulas to meet the special needs of your cattle and feeding situation. On the job, around the clock, Crystal Lake supplements work the same hours you do. Go with the brand you know. Crystal Lake's brand supplements available at Hovind Equity Exchange in Hovind.
At Great Western Bank, we all know that champions play as one. One team with one goal. We also know that champions don't just happen. They're built with determination and the right mix of teammates. You can count on Great Western Bank as a trustworthy teammate that will go the extra mile to help you win. To learn more, visit your nearest branch today. Great Western Bank, making life great. Member FDIC.
All right, welcome back here once again, 53-48. Potter County with the lead. And they're going to get the ball back. So here we go. Just taking a look, Cronin right now with 18 rebounds. He's almost out-rebounded the other team. That is the primary reason this team is still in this. Turnover by Kalp as Maher will get it. She'll flow one up, put it up, and there it is. Back to a three-point lead for the Battlers. Schlachter will get it to Kalp. Kalp, bounce pass to Simon off the glass. There you go. Back to a five-point now for Potter County as Maher wants to bring it in. She's going to float it out, and who's there to stop it but Cronin? Great job by Cronin. 55 to 50, one to go. Kalp gets it off to Schlachter. Schlachter to Kalp. Kalp throws her shoulder into Lawrence. Back over to Schlachter. Schlachter is going to get fouled. That will be the final play of the night for Macy Maher. Oh, no, they're going to see she only has four. I gave her credit for too many. Schlachter's first one is no good. And this is her first trip to the free throw line. That one is right there. 6-point lead now for the Battlers. 50.1 to go. Maher's going to bring it up for Timberlake. She'll dribble it in herself. Go up with it. And there's Cronin on the block. They're going to call a foul on Maher, and that will be her last one. Jordan Jones coming into the game for Maher, sending Cronin across court for two. First one, no good. Bet you somebody's parents are going to bolt her shoes to the free throw line this weekend. Second one, right there. Come on, get two more. Let's get that double-double. 57 to 50 with 40.7 to go and a timeout. Battlers on top, 60 seconds. Let's come back right here at KMLO.
With many years of experience as agronomist and farmers, the staff at Brown's Agronomy brings you unique insight and knowledge for your farm. See them for chemical, fertilizer, and seed. Brown's offer free delivery too. Call Brown Agronomy at 765-9133 for a customized plan for your farm. That's 765-9133. Brown Agronomy, 1 mile west of Gettysburg, South Dakota on Highway 212. Go Battlers!
Let us be your partner in growth. Hovind Co-op, we're your real community cooperative. Hovind Co-op.
Tires, feed, chemical, seed, fuel, fertilizer. If you need it, call us.
Even if you're in the field.
Call us if you need us. The Hovind Co-op, 948-2222.
Hovind Co-op.
Welcome back here once again, 57 to 50, 40.7 to go here in the fourth. It is Potter County on top. Timberlake with the ball. There's Vamachka. They're going to try to get Carly open, I would assume. Back over to Locken. And there's Carly, and Kirstie is all over her like stink on beetles. And Lawrence will float one up. There it is. 25 points for Carly. 19 seconds. There's going to be a whistle and a foul as Vamachka will pick up her fourth. So, who is it traveling the distance of the court but none other than Ashley Kalp? She makes one of these two. Half of her points are from the charity stripe. Up and front of the rim, no good. I'm telling you, folks, she was unstoppable at the free throw line for the first three quarters of this game. She can't buy one. Second one right there. That's what we're used to, and like that, she's got 20. Back up now into the hands of Jones. Jones will kick it off into the hands of Vamachka. 13 seconds to go. Vamachka runs. Puts it high off the glass. No. Simon with the rebound. Whistle and a foul. So the Battlers will travel the distance of the court. And that one, I think, goes on Nash. Should only be her second. Simon at the line shooting two. This is her first trip tonight. Second one on the way, right there. 24 points for Tyler Simon. What a job she's done. Vamachka's going to run you once again. 3 seconds. This one should be all but a foregone conclusion as Vamachka can put one in at the buzzer, but to no avail. Your final on your Real Tough Farm Product scoreboard. It's Potter County 60, Timberlake 54. What do you say we come back in 2 minutes to wrap things up right here on your Premier Equipment post-game show? We'll be back in 60 seconds. KMLO.
As one season ends, another begins, and your local C&B Operations is here to help you be prepared and get ahead. Wrap up harvest with post-season equipment inspections to eliminate the headache and worry as you head into a new year. C&B is your partner in agriculture and looks forward to working with you this season and next. For all of your John Deere parts, service, and equipment needs, turn to your local C&B Operations.
Real tractors are green.
At Premier Equipment, they are committed to serving and supporting the area farmers and ranchers. Premier Equipment continues to carry the equipment you need and have the reputation to back it up. With locations in Isabel, Mobridge, Bottle, and Eureka, they can provide you with the service and selection you deserve. They would like to take this time to wish the athletes the best in this game and in your future. Let their family serve yours at Premier Equipment, family owned since 1951.
Hi, welcome back to the Premier Equipment post-game show. I'm your host, Spencer Gotch, alongside Daniel, my man, back at the studio, flying this plane. I tell you what, he's done another unstoppable job tonight. So a big shout-out to Dan, the man, back at the studio. So let's take a look at the stats, shall we? What do you say? I got to load them up. You would think I had it by done by now. There have been 4 lead changes. The game tied 4 times. Your largest lead of the night for the Panthers was 5. Largest lead of the night for the Battlers was 16. But again, don't forget, the Panthers fought their way back to within 3. Here just at the end. Longest scoring streak for the Panthers unanswered, 7. Longest scoring streak for the Battlers unanswered, 8. At the end of 1, it was tied up 13 apiece. The Battlers are going to outscore the Panthers 19-12 in the second. Then they're going to come out in the third and outscore the Panthers yet once again 15-9. Then in the fourth, the Panthers are going to outscore the Battlers 20-13 to get back into this basketball game, but a little too late. A little too late for the Panthers as they drop tonight's game 60-54. Looking at individual stats, first for the away team. Carly Lawrence, 25 points. That kid is one heck of a basketball player. Folks, she shot 60% at the 2-point. You don't drop 25 on a team like Potter County and still shoot 60% from the 2-point field goal range. If you throw in her 3-point range, she still drained 4 of those, but she did shoot 13. So, but still, her overall field goal percentage, 43.5. That is really, really good. Then it's going to be 2 for Natalie Lawrence, or sorry, 2 for Locken, 9 for Macy Maher, 2 for Linderman, 2 for Gold Daddy, 4 for Vamachki, and 9 for Nash, plus 1 free throw in for Kessa Bigger. The leading rebounder for the Panthers is going to be Macy Maher at 9, and then Nash behind her with 6. Maher, of course, will end up checking out of that game with 5 fouls. Turnover-wise, the Battlers are going to have 17 compared to the 14 for the Panthers. Rebound-wise, it's going to be the Battlers, not 39-28, and I'm here to tell you, it's the Battlers' rebound game that won this game here tonight. A lot of good things happened. I don't want to take anything away from anybody, but that outbound rebound, let's take a look at them, at this percentages. This kind of shows you the way the game goes, right? So, yes, Potter County is going to outshoot the Panthers, but right there neck and neck, 39-36%, right? So, neck and neck. Take a look at the turnovers. 17 for Potter County, 14 for the Panthers. Again, neck and neck, so they had less turnovers, right? That's kind of a big deal. Rebound-wise, though, the Battlers are going to crush the Panthers, 39-28. So that is the big, big difference. Individual scoring stats, Kirsty Lake doing a good job with 5 for her. Ashley Cowell, what a great game she had, especially from the charity stripe. 20 points she's going to put up tonight, 10 of which at the free throw line, as she ends up going 10 of 17 from the free throw line. But that's a and again, big thanks to Wendy Roush here getting me the scores, 58-47 right now for the Battler boys over there in Fulton. So, again, another good basketball. Tyler Simon, 24 points. And this is another one. She's going to put 24 up and still shoot 47.6 from the range. I mean, talking about phenomenal game. Also, Ashley Kell, 50% from the field. Just a great, great game for those two young girls. Emma Slachter's going to come in with 1. Caden Cronin can't quite breach the double-double. She's going to check out with 8. Olivia Mickelson will get 2. We're going to send it back to the studio. I want to hear from Venture Communications. As I sit here and I think about who this player, Venture player of the game is going to be. Right now, I don't know, so don't even pretend like you do, folks. Again, we're going to sit here and think about it. Let's hear from Venture Communications.
Data limits and slow speeds holding your home and devices back from their potential? Venture Communications is ready to help make your smart home with our extreme Wi-Fi coverage. With no data limits for all of your smart home needs, including camera systems, remote thermostat controls, and streaming needs. Free email address, too. Equipment provided and maintained by Venture Communications for worry-free use. To get extreme Wi-Fi coverage, whether you venture in or around your home, contact Venture Communications, 605-852-2224, or online at www.venturecom.net.
All right, let's go. We're going to go runners-up. All right, at Miss Congeniality tonight is going to be Ashley Kalb, 20 points again, shooting 50% from the range, and coming in clutch at that free throw line. They fouled her a lot. She did a good job dropping those right there. Runner-up, Tyler Simon, 24 points, a 47.6 shot. Shooting percentage also from the field. What a phenomenal job. But I would be remiss if we didn't analyze the game, realize what it was that put the Battlers on top tonight, and it's rebounding, and that's going to go to Caden Cronin. She's going to be the Venture Communications Player of the Game. So congratulations, Caden. You are tonight's Player of the Game. Want to make sure we thank our sponsors here tonight, folks. Your Family Dental Appear in Gettysburg, your pregame sponsor, your broadcast booth, Jensen Rocket Sand, the Keys to Success, CHS River Plains, your starting lineup, Campbell County College. Games officials brought to you by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office and tip-off, MDU and the community to serve. AgTegra brings you your timeouts, halftime show, Fresh Start Market, and the Premier Equipment brings you your post-game show. Player of the Game, Vision Communication, Sports Scoreboard, Real Tough Farm Products, Mobridge, and the video sponsor, CHS River Plains, Camby's Pass, and Mobridge Regional Hospital and clinics. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds you to think twice, slow down in case of ice. We also want to make sure we thank these local sports boosters for bringing you the games all season. Schlachter Lumber, Gas and Goody Stand, C-Star, Hovind Equity, Great Western Bank, Brown Agronomy, Hovind Co-op, Prairie Stop, CMB Operations, John Deere, Plains Commerce Bank, Wheelhouse Plumbing, Heating and Cooling, Gettysburg Collision Center, and CK Cattle and Wagger Cattle Company. Dusty, how you doing? Hope you're listening. Hope you're doing well. And again, on behalf of Daniel, back at the studio, I'm Spencer Gosh. 54-60 the final. Potter County over Timberlake. We'll see you guys next week.